This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley, in for Terry Gross. The singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright is known for his intensely autobiographical writing. So it's not surprising that when he recently turned 75, he decided to make a new album that is about trying, and mostly failing, to age gracefully. It's called Lifetime Achievement. And rock critic Ken Tucker says the album contains Wainwright's characteristic bluntness and honesty, this time about being older.
I've been boating and fishing and moping and wishing and skiing on water and snow, walking and jogging and skating and tobogganing and missing you, don't you know? I've been wondering, worrying, slowing down, hurrying, walking the floor, it's true. Yawning and a-blinking and a-smoking and a-drinking and a-waiting for the other shoe. I've been lying and cheating, lurching, browbeating in a jam on the lamb at sea. Bullying, bashing and a bit of talk trashing, giving it away for free. I'm fussing and fretting, I'm underpants, sweating, after all I'm just a man. Moaning and a-groaning and a-mending and a-toning and a-doing the best I can.
Loudon Wainwright is folk music's great confessor, a compulsive chronicler of growing up, falling in love, getting married, having kids, getting divorced, growing old, and dying. In the past, Wainwright has been ruthless and unsparing in his honesty about his faults as a husband, father, son, and workaholic artist. This time around, having turned 75, there's an autumnal air to his songs, or perhaps I should say, a winter chill. He's more serene than usual, contemplating mortality.
How old is 75? So old that you're hardly alive. It's a number that's weighty. In 5 years you'll be 80, poised way up there on the high diving board. Tell me, how old is 75?
Wainwright's first couple of albums, released in 1970 and 71, were simple affairs, folk records with the author accompanying himself on acoustic guitar. Over the course of his career, at various times, he's plugged in and rocked out, written movie soundtracks, and has crooned in front of an orchestra or two. On Lifetime Achievement, he's back to basics, strumming a guitar, clawing at a banjo. The title song has the easy lope of a country ballad.
I have lived a lifetime, and it's hard to be believed. I'm near the end, time's almost up. So what have I achieved? I have done and won some things, awards, I have a few, but the biggest prize, the great surprise, is I managed to win you.
Well before owning up to privilege became the norm, Wainwright had made a career out of being honest about his white Anglo-Saxon Protestant upbringing, freely admitting that male WASPs like him get away with far too much. You certainly can't accuse him of not being aware of how obnoxious the behavior he's described over the years can be. These days, his sins are minor ones, as when he chafes at having to be a happy camper, resenting family vacations, yearning to be left alone.
I need a family vacation. I mean a family vacation alone. I'm gonna pack up the car, load up the bike and the kayak, and leave the f***ing family at home. A vacation away from the family.
As the years have gone by, Wainwright is increasingly aware that he'll soon encounter the ultimate loneliness. Aside from Al Green and Bob Dylan, I can think of few living performers who have thought about life, death, and what comes after with as much rigorousness, resignation, and gratitude.
I got my old job back, pushing this machine. I'm mowing my own lawn now like I did at age 14. 6 decades have come and gone. Hey, I'm the old young me. Mowing my grass, I'm my own boss, and I'm doing it for fun and free. Mom showed me how to vacuum when I was just a kid. That was then, and this is now, and I'm doing what I did. Made it my top of the world. I'm channeling James Cagney. Now it's one. That's my new philosophy. It's practically recovery when you do it for fun and free.
Ken Tucker reviewed Loudon Wainwright's new album called Lifetime Achievement.